This is The Adventures of Johnny Peppertoes, written and narrated by Rita H. Joyce. Johnny Peppertoes, written and narrated by Rita H. Joyce. Loving dedications to all youth who are working to make a better world. To my special heroes, Zachary Moss and Michael Witten, who show us how to triumph in spite of handicaps. To all budding illustrators, that they may be inspired by 13-year-old Alberto Gonzalez, who years ago begged to do the art vignettes for this book and blessed us with his unique talent. Chapter 1, Anger, Summer of 1956. Johnny Ashton kicked a loose stone as he stomped down the family driveway. His freckled cheeks turned as red as the licorice sticking from his mouth. Another kick felt even better. The heavy rock skipped sideways and plopped into a puddle of murky water. A twinge of guilt crept across the redhead's face. Wish I could make those Peterson girls disappear like that. Neighbor twins Callie and Lori were an incredible pain in the neck. No, their pranks were a pain on his hands, face, and butt. Earlier, when he ran to fetch the mail, the girls' cleverly hidden jump rope sent him sprawling into some nasty berry bushes. Enduring the stabbing pain was bad enough, but their laughter hurt even worse. Blood still oozed from the tip of his nose. Merely putting on jeans caused his fingertips to bleed. Worse yet, his behind felt like a sticker was left behind. Vengeance was hopeless, since the twins had long ago disappeared. Johnny shrugged, then sent another stone flying into the ditch. "I'll get even," he vowed. A great idea. "You know you did wrong," scolded Mr. Ashton. Johnny cocked his head and grimaced. "Yeah, Dad, but I couldn't help it. Those girls bug me like crazy. Callie's just plain mean, and her sister's not much better." He blew on his still stinging fingers, pursed his lips, and glared at his sneakers. "Disgusting. They're a week old and look like they've been shot by a berry ball." Johnny smacked his glasses against his nose. "And Mom went ballistic. She said the stains will probably never come out. Even my beat-up old pair are better than these." He clenched his teeth and bit his upper lip. "This time they went over the line, Dad. I was just walking to the mailbox, minding my own business, when this neat white dove sailed by. Next thing I know, my body's flying through some torturing blackberry bushes. I'm bleeding, full of stickers, and the twins are laughing their heads off. Where's the justice?" Mr. Ashton rubbed his chin. "Do you really think releasing bees from the Petersons' hives was the best way to settle the issue?" Johnny bit his lower lip. His cheeks flushed. Though stern, a slight twinkle escaped his father's soft brown eyes. "The whole thing was kind of funny. If you weren't the one hurting." "I know you're right, Dad, but I still feel angry." "Well, son, sometimes things are too big for us, and we need to ask for help. After all, bad experiences can be opportunities to build character and respect. It's how you react to your problem that matters." "I should have told you or Mom," Johnny mumbled. He tucked his chin to his chest. "Is that what you mean?" Mr. Ashton nodded. "Two or three heads are usually better than one, I think. Because of your behavior, I have to give you a week's TV restriction. There will be no allowance this week either." "Ah, gee." Johnny's shoulders drooped. Now he'd miss his two favorite shows. Even worse was not being able to buy his usual licorice or soda at the Plainsville drugstore. Black licorice was his favorite, but he usually bought red. That's because his classmate's father was a dentist. She never ate any candy but red licorice, not even chocolate bars. Johnny sniffled and wiped his nose with the back of his hand. "Why do you think the Peterson girls are so mean?" "Don't know, but if you keep your head, there will be a time of reckoning. But that's not your responsibility. I'll work on the Peterson problem, okay?" Johnny looked puzzled. Mr. Ashton explained, "Reckoning is when someone's attitude changes for the better. In other words, you see that their continuing mistreatment of you is unfair." Johnny sniffled one more. "Thanks, Dad." Chapter 2, Gone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?